after the referendum in the 70s, when about membership of Europe, because I had been in the no camp for the reasons I've just given, because I was more interested in a wider international thrust. But I made a point in every speech that I made of saying that this referendum is for real, and whatever happens in the referendum, we will have to get on with it. And when the referendum was over, and with the nation that voted to stay in Europe, I said, right, I've never made a clearer intellectual decision in my life, political decision in my life. The only one way to play it now, we have to be second to nobody in our membership of Europe and throw ourselves into Europe positively in turn, because that's the way we'll influence and help to make Europe what it should be. Tony, unfortunately, and I do think it revealed a weakness, a fundamental flaw in Tony. Tony immediately started to decry the referendum and to say it had been fair, this, that and the other. And I thought, Tony, you are just not being politically realistic. In many ways, what you're saying may be valid in terms of resources and all the rest and so on. But for God's sake, we've had this referendum and now we decided it. We can't go on there. We've got to get on. And so I concentrated on that. And, of course, he remained against the community. And so we really drifted into different company. I'm sad about that.